You're listening to Get Abstract, the world's biggest collection of summaries.
This is a summary of Irresistible, a book by Josh Burson. HR guru Josh Burson applies his wide knowledge of motivation and learning to the challenging environment organizations face today. Based on extensive research into irresistible companies, those that maintain employee engagement over the long term, Burson sets forth seven principles for attracting and retaining talent. His core theme? Field well-trained managers devoted to people's growth and happiness and reap the dividends as workers flourish. The book has won praise from luminaries such as Adam Grant, Arianna Huffington, and Daniel Pink, and Burson is developing an array of projects to highlight his findings. Okay, here's the first takeaway. Irresistible companies prioritize employee experience and reap the performance benefits in seven ways. Josh Burson chose irresistible to describe companies that maintain employee engagement over the long term, not just during their growth phase. These companies have organizational endurance thanks to four factors. They pursue a compelling, timeless mission. They support employees' productivity and, as a result, enjoy excellent growth and business outcomes. They make employee engagement a foundational value. And they support employees' happiness by building trust, valuing fairness, and creating social cohesion within the organization. Burson identified irresistible companies by analyzing more than 5,000 organizations in the Glassdoor database, which provides workers ratings of various aspects of employee experience at tens of thousands of companies. Although fewer than 1 in 10 companies qualify as irresistible, these workplaces do exist in all industries and at organizations of all sizes and ages. Irresistible workplaces attract talent, customers, and other stakeholders, and they free people to contribute and innovate. Organizations enjoy increases in revenue and profits as a result. Companies become irresistible when their leaders understand the changes that have occurred in the world in recent years, including in technology and social awareness, and transform their organizations in response. Seven management practices embody these transformations and contribute to an irresistible workplace. Time for takeaway number two, favor humans over hierarchy. Most organizations still follow the centuries-old system of top-down command and control management. This structure held sway through the Industrial Revolution, but it fails today as most work has shifted from the routine and manual to the creative and cognitive. Today, a corporate structure of high-performing teams delivers adaptability and speed. Teams form, disassemble, and reform based on the tasks at hand and the precise skills and experience needed. Small groups of people can rapidly build trust in relationships, much as winning sports teams do. People can move between teams easily as their interests and the work demands. In some organizations, small teams called squads, comprising at most 8 or 10 people, take on a long-term mission and operate autonomously to achieve it. Squads participate in tribes of up to 150 people pursuing an overarching program or project. This kind of network, first developed at Spotify, facilitates cohesion and information sharing across the enterprise. Just as successful sports teams have capable coaches to lead them, so must work teams. Managers should view themselves not as bosses, but as coaches who support, develop, empower, advise, and inspire their team members. Solid, agile teams become greater than the sum of their parts. They constantly learn, problem solve, innovate, and iterate while engaging in experimentation and healthy debate as they reach toward clear goals and hold themselves accountable for achieving them. In irresistible workplaces, team leaders embrace workers' need for autonomy, development, and meaning. They help team members see their progress every day and clearly connected to the organization's mission and purpose. Managers provide feedback, resources, and tools, and they encourage their people to grow, even when that means a person leaves the team for another opportunity elsewhere. Managers bring their teams together physically when possible, while supporting members' preferences to work when and where they want. All right, let's hear the third takeaway. Reward the work, not job titles. The labor market has experienced a profound shift as workers, and especially youth, have flocked to gig economy jobs and side hustles. Some two-thirds of younger workers already engage in paid work outside their full-time jobs, and even more appear poised to explore gig economy work. At the same time, the number of people quitting their jobs has reached an all-time high. Today, people are thinking in terms of work rather than jobs. Few expect to experience a traditional career path, remaining with the same company for decades, slowly moving up a hierarchy, and then retiring. Rather than career ladders, leaders should create lattices where people can move laterally and rotate through jobs for the sake of learning, experience, and growth. In hiring, managers and recruiters should look for skills, passion, and energy rather than a college pedigree. And they should find out what qualities truly contribute to performance in specific roles rather than assuming they already know. Employees should be recognized and rewarded for moving around the organization, even leaving it and returning, thereby acquiring new knowledge, skills, and relationships that can prove valuable for them and the company. As workers' skills become more multifaceted and diverse, they bring unique combinations of abilities that differentiate them from one another and from AI systems and machines. Some organizations have gone so far as to abolish job titles, and some have candidates apply to the organization rather than to a specific position. All of these steps encourage a mindset in which workers flow to the places and problems that best leverage their abilities. Here's another takeaway. Make managers coaches, not bosses. In irresistible workplaces, value derives from intangible ideas, innovation, and collaboration more than tangible fleets of vehicles, land, cash, or buildings. In these workplaces, coaches, not bosses, understand the business, formulate plans, and communicate a vision. They conduct regular one-on-ones with each team member. Getting to know their people well enables coaches to advise, develop, and inspire them. This kind of manager gets things done by guiding willing team members, not by giving orders. At Southwest, for example, teams consists of pilots, crew, and an airplane. Pilots routinely dive into the work of flight attendants, and flight attendants help the pilots, all working willingly and cohesively. Traditional performance management systems pit employees in competition with one another. Irresistible companies instead apply the coaching model here, too. Frequent check-ins and feedback complement an annual formal review that pits employees only against themselves and their own goals and growth. Coaches work with employees to define goals based on objectives and key results, or OKRs, making them easy to track and adjust. These organizations pay people based on their value, not levels or titles. Let's continue. Here's takeaway number 5. Foster a worker-centric culture and offer progressive approaches to compensation. At many organizations, the shift to remote work during the COVID-19 pandemic improved workers' well-being, engagement, and productivity, underscoring the advantages of a workplace favoring flexibility, freedom, fairness, and transparency rather than rules and politics. The workplace culture at irresistible companies emphasizes employee experience, inclusion, recognition, and holistic well-being. The work environment is designed to accommodate and encourage teamwork, cross-functional collaboration, social connection, creativity, inclusivity, and flexibility in work arrangements. It features up-to-date productivity tools and offers amenities that support workers' health and convenience. Irresistible organizations provide training for managers in leading remote and hybrid workers and ensure they understand the importance of diversity, inclusion, belonging, fairness, and physical and mental well-being at work and at home. Coaches know how to listen and how to convey appreciation meaningfully. In a culture of respect and recognition that marks irresistible companies, coaches and leaders listen to their people, look for things employees are doing well, and praise and reward them. Practices for determining pay are changing too. At Google, a committee of managers decides on an employee's pay, with the first-line manager having only one voice among many. Pay is evolving to depend on many factors that affect workers' contributions, including their skills, reputation, leadership ability, and growth potential, not only their current jobs. Leaders are beginning to see generous compensation as a potential area of competitive advantage, supporting a talented, committed, and productive organization. Transparency means employees will know the reasons for their pay and have access to the organization's pay philosophy and the pay ranges of other employees. Irresistible organizations tend to pay above market rate and pay everyone, at minimum, a fair and living wage. They individualize pay, benefits, and other rewards to suit individual preferences and needs. We've reached the sixth takeaway. Invest in continuous learning and remove layers of management. Leaders at irresistible companies make learning a priority and support all workers to grow and advance. Leaders remove layers of management in favor of workers' autonomy and continuous learning. Managers shift to evaluating team members not on FaceTime and direct observation, but on their value to the organization. As the organization's needs change, train existing employees and promote from within where possible to save costs and drive engagement. Continuous growth and learning matter more than ever because people are living longer and often pushing retirement out further. At the same time, in the face of automation, people's current skills are becoming obsolete more quickly, while their needs to develop new ones are accelerating. The field of learning and development has been changing radically as well. It now emphasizes digital, self-directed, and just-in-time learning, often augmented by predictive AI and machine learning that aid learners in real time. Leaders at irresistible organizations create a culture that rewards learning hard and soft skills, and they encourage growth. They ensure people have access to learning tools and technologies and foster a growth mindset, empowering employees to acquire new skills. Here's the next takeaway. Practice conscious capitalism. Like learning, many workers today place a high value on finding purpose and meaning in their work. Increasingly, employees, customers, investors, and communities expect more from organizations, including a commitment to the environment, social progress, and good governance. Employees want to know their work contributes to a greater societal and environmental purpose. When purpose drives an organization, profits follow. Capitalism has shifted from a singular focus on shareholder value and profits to one of accountability to multiple stakeholders. Irresistible organizations engage in so-called conscious capitalism, where good corporate citizenship practices engender stakeholder loyalty. Millennials and members of Generation Z both rank environmental protection and climate change as their top concerns. The COVID-19 pandemic appears to have inspired empathy, activism, and a sense of community in young people. At irresistible companies, leaders ensure the organization has a mission statement and values that inform all decisions, that each employee feels connected to the mission, and that the organization serves all stakeholders equally well and with integrity. Okay, time for the eighth and final takeaway. Empower and unleash your people to create mutual value. Irresistible companies apply design thinking to the organization of work and the employee experience. Leaders observe how people work, including their needs and what makes them thrive, and then design their work and employee-centric processes accordingly. They deploy workforce technologies that connect teams and workers and that benefit employees both at work and in their personal lives. For example, at the automaker Autodesk, an innovative use of Slack ties all employees into a single communication platform, enabling cross-organizational collaboration and information sharing. And at the Mayo Clinic, a leader in healthcare, an interactive mobile app gives doctors immediate access to information and expertise on diseases and illnesses. Provided leaders move ahead with transparency and respect for employees' rights, preferences, and privacy, organizations can use technologies and the data they generate to help employees connect and communicate, balance and integrate their personal and professional lives, and boost their overall well-being. Irresistible companies empower and unleash people to create mutual value. That was a summary of Irresistible, a book by Josh Burson. Let's hear the eight takeaways once more. Takeaway 1. Irresistible companies prioritize employee experience and reap the performance benefits in 7 ways. Takeaway 2. Favor humans over hierarchy. Takeaway number 3. Reward the work, not job titles. Takeaway 4. Make managers coaches, not bosses. Takeaway 5. Foster a worker-centric culture and offer progressive approaches to compensation. Takeaway 6. Invest in continuous learning and remove layers of management. Takeaway 7. Practice conscious capitalism. And finally, takeaway 8. Empower and unleash your people to create mutual value.
You've been listening to a summary by Get Abstract. For more summaries on this and related topics, visit our app and website.